Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about the evolution of country music. And that's a real thing to think about. So I brought Haley back because we had such a great time last time that I was like, you know what? Let me pick her mind on some more great information. And she chose the topic of the evolution of country music. So I'm really curious. Haley, thank you again for coming on my show. What makes you so passionate about country music?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. I think there's a little bit of backstory when it comes to my passion for country music. It's a lot of like the fact that my mom worked in country music radio my whole life. I always joke around and say like I was feeling the radio waves even in the womb because she was working there a couple years before I was even born. And I kind of grew up going to work with her and just always was, you know, learning and hearing about the industry. And so that's where it kind of started. And I've always had an interest in it, even to this day and a little bit throughout my career too. So a little bit of a backstory there with that.
Nice. Thank you. Because I was going to eventually, I had that on my list of questions about when did you exactly get into country music? And that's a great way to just say, like, I was in my room dancing and getting it down with some country music. So that's great. I mean, I love that because it just shows that it's part of you. You know what I mean? It means something to you. And when something means something to you, you really take a focus and have a strong opinion about it. And that's what I love. You know what I mean? Because I don't know much about country music. I'm going to be honest. Like, I was one of those people that was like, no, I don't like country music. How can you get into it? And then I worked for an assisted living. I was a CNA, and that's all that they played was either country music or old 50s, 40s, you know, music, you know. And I was able to jam with that. And then somebody was like, I'm done with that. So then they put country music, and I was just like, oh. And then after a while, I was like, wow, this is different. This is nice. This is soothing to my soul. Like this, it was so weird, but I actually really do enjoy country music. I mean, so I just want to know, what do you think is the reason why people are now starting to accept country music into their palate?
I think that country music is like, it's typically written about either like love, a breakup, having a good time, partying, like those are usually like the main genres. And I think that kind of resonates with every single person out there. I think it's also changing because back in the day, it used to be a lot more like bluegrass / slower stuff. And it's like kind of like modernized into a little bit of like hip hop thrown in there or pop. So it's not just like strictly country anymore. It's turned into like a multifaceted genre. And I think that a lot of people that maybe weren't into country music are starting to like it now because they may have been into pop or they may have been into rock. Well, that's starting to integrate over and artists are starting to branch out. So I think that's kind of what makes it more popular now, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense because I was going to, but you're just answering my questions before I even answer them. Good job, Haley.
Hey, I read your mind. No?
Right, exactly. We're already connected.
Yes.
Because I was going to ask you about what do you think about those genres mixing in, because that's been a real big thing. And I keep on hearing that because they're mixing in the genres with country music, that country music is no longer what it used to be. So someone who knows the industry and who grew up with it, and, you know, I'm pretty sure that your family holds strong opinions about country music as well. I mean, what is your opinion about that? Because obviously you can see the change, but are there certain artists or are there just... Was it really missed its point now?
I feel like there's a little bit of, yeah, truth to that for sure. I think that in certain people's opinion, like how it originated and going back to those roots, it's definitely very different now. So I think to some people that are like the diehard, like old school country fans, they're not really big into what we call like the newer country because it has evolved. And I think different generations are just kind of, you know, hyper-focused on, well, this is what I know country is. Like maybe somebody that's my age or younger might say, well, that's country music to me. Whereas somebody that's like in their 50s or 60s, they're like, we just can't handle it because it's too like outside of the country music realm. I think the music industry has done a really good job of, I guess, pushing and pursuing new opportunities and new options, because nothing's ever going to stay the same in this world. Everything constantly evolves. And yeah, I mean, it's hard because I do miss like that 90s type of sound and feel, but there are some good artists now that may be a little different than what we would consider mainstream country.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. I like that. It is interesting because when you do listen to older country, when my playlist goes through and then a random old country song comes in, it does throw me off because it doesn't sound like the sound that is now. So I absolutely understand what in the aspects of what you're saying, because it doesn't sound the same. Like the guitar is there, the rhythm's there, but everything surrounding it is no longer there, you know? So they most definitely remixed it a bit. So who are your favorite artists, you know, as of right now?
As of right now, that's so tough. I feel like I still gravitate towards those like early 2000, mid 2000s artists, but I really like Kelsea Ballerini. She's a local girl from here in Knoxville. She's around my age. So I just like her songwriting. I think she appeals to like many different generations of artists. However, she's like a mix of pop and country. So she's one that is evolving, but still stays true to her roots. I'm trying to think. I really like Luke Combs for his like raspy voice. And
yes, I agree.
All of his songs are so relevant. And he's amazing.
Yes.
I think one of the newer ones, Zach Bryan, he's kind of like skyrocketed.
Yeah.
He's a different kind of a sound. He's more like, I would sit around my fire outside and like have, you know, a cup of hot chocolate or like a drink or something and listen to him, because he's just very like just mellow, but has a very strong voice. So I think those are my favorites right now. I of course still love, you know, the Dixie Chicks, Shania Twain, let's see, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, like all the old school people too.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I really do like Tim McGraw. Some of his old songs, man, they make me cry. Like some of the country songs, if you really listen to the words, oh, it makes me bawl. There's this one song, I'm pretty sure you know it, but I don't know the name, where it's like, the point of the story is about the little boy doesn't want the little girl to come with, and then they eventually fall in love, and then and then she dies, and then he's asking her to like, oh, take me instead. Oh my God, when I heard that song, it broke my heart.
Yes, and that's like the beauty of, I think, those older songs, is that they're so well written, and you can like follow the story. And I think that's kind of like what encompasses country music, is it does tell a story in a way.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it's a little harder to follow those stories in today's songs, but those like 90s songs, they will get you, because they are like hardcore, like story leading up to like what happened. And then, it can be a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those 90s and 80s, they most definitely have a different vibe. But just as soon as, I don't know if you noticed, but just in general, a lot of music changed once the 2000s hits. You know, rap changed, country changed, jazz changed, techno even changed. I mean, so many different ways that it changed. And then once the 15, like it hit 2015, it changed again. And I'm just like, goodness, it keeps on evolving. So now that 2025 is right around the corner, you know what I mean? It just makes me worry, like, goodness, is there going to be a big like shift in music again? You know, what is your opinions on that? I mean, have you heard anything since you're around the music industry?
I think that it will sort of start diving into that more like Zach Bryan feel. I'm trying to think of some other artists recently that are similar to him, like Tyler Childers is another one. I think we're going to see a lot of that. And I think we're going to see less. I think we're going to see less from those older artists, like, you know, Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, like all those. I think they may put out albums, but I think a lot of them are starting to do tours where they're just singing their old stuff. And so, I definitely do think that we'll start seeing more of a shift in that direction, because it's just ever evolving. And I think the generations are changing and our preferences are changing.
Yeah, that's true. They really are evolving. I think that's the beauty of time and music. You know what I mean? Because when you're able to step back and then just appreciate the time of the evolution of just music in general, you can just really see how it has evolved. It truly has evolved. I mean, people cannot say music has not evolved because it really has. You know, I mean, is there anywhere else that you've seen an evolution of music besides in country?
I mean, I think definitely in pop or like hip hop, because back when I was younger, it was like a lot of Nelly and a lot of
True.
my gosh, I'm
That's
trying to
true.
think of like all the different artists, like Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys. Well, boy bands, for example, we've
That's
kind of like
true.
shifted out of that phase, but it was such a huge thing, you know, back in the day. And you don't see a lot of boy bands anymore.
You don't,
Like,
or girl bands. Yeah, they kind of all like the like they'll be a thing for like a year, and then only one will be the mainstream thing, and that'll be it. Because you've seen it with Pussycat Dolls. I mean, you've seen it with Destiny's Child. I mean, the list goes on and on. I do remember that. So yeah, there was a lot of bands. Bands were the thing back then. Now it's like you don't think of a band unless it's like a rock band when they need those instrumental individuals in the background. But now, I mean, especially in country music, all you need is a guitar. Oh, back to country music, because I have a question. I mean, where do you separate country music and that banjo music? Or is banjo music in country music? Because that was always an issue. Like, I never understood where that division was, but people said that, oh no, we don't listen to that type of banjo music, and other people like, yeah, we like it. So I don't know the real distinguishedness is, if that's the word.
So there's like a actually I did a project in grad school where I kind of like
Okay.
outlined the history of country music. You can find it on YouTube. It's there under my name. I have a channel. And I learned that country music originated from, I believe, like Africa. So like a lot of like this, like the slaves and stuff in Africa, when they like came over to the US, they brought with them their music that they played, you know, like played themselves. They would all sit around and just like play these like homemade instruments. It was very twangy. They would sing songs mostly about their lifestyle, like what they did day to day, like very, very in tune with their like culture. That sort of evolved into like people playing the banjo. So it was like other people outside of their race started picking up on these songs, and they would like remake them or replay them on like, you know, newer instruments like the banjo and whatever else. This was probably in like the 1920s, I think, 1930s, 40s, 50s, you know. And then from there, it kind of evolved into, it's got a lot of like rock and roll roots too added in. So like the bluesy type stuff. But with the banjo, you typically think of like bluegrass because that is like a very southern thing. And that originated from the like during the slaves, like trades and stuff like that. It originated from their culture. And I thought that was really cool because it's not something you would think about. So I think, yeah, like there's definitely a connection between like the bluegrass and then country too. I think a lot of people loop them all together, sort of sometimes, but they
I'm
definitely have
a
their own genre.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I never knew that. That is interesting. People don't really think about the origin of country music. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was not one of my questions. Now I wish I would have wrote that down, because that is really interesting. That is really interesting that it originated from Africans coming out. I mean, yeah, you would have thought they caught it from, like, you know, the Indians, you know, doing their little dances and stuff. But I guess, I don't know. You know, I guess I wasn't there in history back then to say. I'm not a time traveler. I mean, I think if I had any type of power, I think time traveling would be pretty cool, because you get to really see truth for what it is versus what people write in a book. But the fact that people do that type of research to share it, I think that's really interesting. Yeah, you're gonna have to give me the link to your YouTube, because I'm really curious to know more. Is there any other fun facts that you want to share that you did, I mean, that you found while doing your grad paper on this?
I think, well, that was like probably the most shocking thing to me. I actually went to a museum in Bristol, Tennessee. It is the country music kind of like Hall of Fame museum, like not the same one that's in Nashville, but
Okay.
So, like country music, the first radio station was actually in Bristol. It's like Bristol, Tennessee slash Virginia, because it's right there on the line. And this museum kind of like outlines the whole history, and it's super cool. I'm like a radio nerd, which is very rare, I feel, for a millennial, but it was just neat the fact that they have all of that, in the museum. And I think more people should definitely visit there because it's a cool little town and you'll learn so much about music for sure. But the first radio station, the cool thing was that that was like a new way of communicating with people. That's how they got their news. That's how they got their weather or like whatever else was happening in the world. Because back then, it was mainly just like newspapers. So they had like a whole new way of communicating. And I think that's what makes radio so special, is that you're getting news really quickly and they're there to help the people. So if anything, like, I don't personally think radio's dying out because I think it's always going to be a source of news and communication, especially if you're driving. Because think about it, you can't be on your phone like looking things up or seeing what's happening. And if there's breaking news, like you're going to hear it on the radio if you're listening to the radio. So,
Exactly.
yeah, I
That's
think
very
that's always an interesting point to think about too.
It is. That is a very interesting point because I know I heard that people are saying that there's no point to have radios anymore, but it's like, no, radios will always be a thing because somebody was talking about how they need to take out the AM station altogether, but I'm like, why? Why does it bother you? You probably don't even log
You don't
into it
even
or
use
check
it.
in into it at all. However, it's still relevant to so many individuals and their lives. There's so many people still utilizing it for, I mean, if you ever go on it, you will see people talk about religion, talk about sports, they talk about, all these type of events, they talk about life, in the moment with freedom. People feel free to speak on AM radio versus FM radio that people don't realize. You can even hear classical music.
Yeah, I know. There's
You
so
know
many
what I'm
different
saying?
options.
Yeah, so many different options still. So it's like to try to just wipe that off completely. It's like, why? Why mess with it? Just leave it alone. Like it's not even bothering your existence. And watch, when you really need it and you're in that crisis of a moment because you need to know what's going on in the world, you're gonna be, oh, thank God, AM is right there. Thank God the radio is still working because it's like you said. Sometimes they'll print these newspapers out, and then by the time they got to that location, wherever it may be, it's time to print out new news, and it was just going continuous and continuous. But when you had the radio, it was right there, 1, 2, 3. And I swear, radios have saved my life. Like, I would be driving, and when I have the regular radio on there, they'll tell me, oh, a storm's about to come in, and then I'll feel the rain, feel the hail come down, and I would have to go to safety. But that was, thankfully the radio let me know that a tornado was actually coming and that it wasn't just bad weather I was experiencing, and that's something that you can't get when you're on streaming devices and you're listening to podcasts or to your books or to just YouTube or regular music. I mean, you don't have that luxury. And then that satellites aren't always going to be there so that you can have the music continuously playing because there's dead zones. And when you experience the dead zone, you're like, okay, let me go to
Yeah,
the
because it's like readily available. It's free, so you don't have to pay for it. It's like
radio.
always there. And I think it's so cool. And I don't know. I want to say that country is like the largest genre for radio right now, I think. So as far as like the number of radio stations in the US, like I think country encompasses the most of them, if I'm right. But I don't know. And there's a local feel about it too. Like
It
you
is.
usually know like what station in your area is like the country station, the pop station, and it's very local. It can really bring people together, really bring the community together, which is super cool.
It's true because when I was younger, I used to do a lot of road trips. I used to do a lot of road trips from Wisconsin to Connecticut to New York to Florida, so and I drove down to from Florida to Texas, Texas back up here. So believe me, the radio was my best friend at some point, and the first station that I would usually always find would be the oldies classics or country music. And I always chose country music over the oldies classics just because it's this For me, I can, when I'm driving, it's soothing. You know, for me, it's soothing. And I think people should really try it because they wouldn't realize like listening to these stories can make you like grateful because some of these stories that they say and they tell, they have so much meaning and so much symbolism that you can really relate it to your own life or to people that you may know that may be going through some type of struggle. And I think that's different than other music. I mean, yeah, blues had their ways of showing a story, rap had their ways of showing stories, but I mean, rap has kind of like it changed. Rock had their ways of telling stories too, but I feel like rock is like a it's hard it's harder to tell the story in the rock music depending on the artist, you know. And then it's like R&B, it kind of just dwindled and died, and now there's no more romantic stories anymore because now everything's about fucking and drugs and, you know, who's the baddest of the bad. And it's like, I'm
Yeah, and it's
tired
just
of
like,
listening that, you know, I'm tired of
yeah.
hearing that. So it's like when I listen to country, it's like you said earlier, it's about love, it's about family, it's about growth. I mean, Luke Bryan just, I think it was Luke Bryan, he just posted a song about buying dirt, you know, and it just reminding people, oh my goodness, I love that song. But
Yes.
just reminding people of just, you know, coming back to your roots, you know, coming
Yeah.
back together, you know, like listen to the message, or every person's gonna perceive it differently, obviously, but when you take a moment to take that into consideration, it truly makes you like, what does it mean to me? And when you make it personal, oh, it
I
sticks with
know
you.
it does. It hits your heartstrings real quick, and then you just want to listen over and over and over. And I love that.
Is there a song that you have on repeat right now? Or that you have, or what's the latest song that you were like, oh, repeat, repeat?
Yeah, there is a new. Oh my gosh, who was it? I think it was Kenny Chesney put out a new song, and I can't remember the name of it, but. I feel like I always have Kelsea Ballerini on repeat, like her new album, like the Rolling Up the Welcome Mat songs. Like, I just think they're so good and so powerful. And she wrote all of them too herself. So those, I'm just like, those are like some jams. Like you can get ready to them. You can like sing them in your car. They're just like very just, you know, dancey, you
Just
know,
move like
those are the fun.
yeah,
Definitely anything about her, so good.
that's good. And it's always nice to hear that the artist writes their songs, because you know what, a lot of the times they say that artists who write their songs are usually coming from country music, because now in pop nobody really writes their songs. R&B and hip hop, nobody really writes their songs. They all have ghostwriters. You know what
They
I'm saying?
do.
They all have different people to write their songs. Nobody has experience that they want to actually share anymore. So when you find an artist who's willing to share their experience, it's like, thank you, because I know I'm not going crazy feeling like this. You know, it's like, it's because when they, it's like real stories, real emotions that people can relate to. And I think that's why music is such the greatest art form that people always gravitate to when it comes to the arts, because music is bilingual.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, what are your opinions on that?
Yeah, I think it definitely can speak to so many different genres of people, different cultures. It's there's so much to it that makes it unique and special. And I think as we like move forward with country music, like it's just gonna keep evolving. And I think it's starting to appeal to like more and more people. Like, you know, we were talking about earlier with cultures and audiences and things, like it's starting to branch out to more than just like that one niche group. We're going outside the box here, and that's so cool. It's like starting to unify people together.
Exactly, because for the longest time, when you think of country music, you think of Tennessee, you think of Kentucky, you think of that area, the middle of, you know, the United States.
Like the
It's
Bible
like the
Belt.
beginning. Yeah, exactly. It's like right before you hit the South, and right before you hit the Midwest, East Coast area. And now more people are branching out, or even in Texas, it's a big thing. Like a lot of like Mexicans are trying to be country singers, and a lot of Black people are country singers now too. And it's amazing. I think it's beautiful because it just shows
So
that
cool.
no one can take this away from you. Music doesn't have identity, it has a soul. You know what I'm saying? And if you're able to relate to the soul of the song, then you're in the right place. You know, sit back, relax, and
Agree.
enjoy the time. I love it. Awesome. This is such a great
It's so
conversation.
yeah, I love it too. It's been so good. I just think hopefully future generations will definitely stay more open and we'll continue to evolve and hopefully bring back some of those older artists too, throw them back in the mix a little bit.
Exactly, because a lot of the times people have been doing the remixes where they throw old school songs into the newer songs and they just tempo it up or just switch it up a little bit. And I think that would be a nice thing to see with country music, because I haven't necessarily heard one of those remixes yet. Have you heard of any of those yet?
Heads Carolina by Cole Swindell. He threw in the original artist. Oh my gosh, she's skipping my mind right now, but she's in there. And there's been some others that have definitely pulled back in some of those older artists, like the 90s, 2000s. And I think that's just so beautiful because it's like keeping that generation alive. And I think that's just so cool and it's fun. And a bunch of us know those songs already, but it's like made into something new. And I'm like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. It keeps the vibe alive, and that's all that we need, especially nowadays, that we need to keep our energy upbeat and just away from negative thoughts, because it's so quick, and then music gives you that freedom to escape that. So it's nice.
For
I know you
sure.
already said a lot, but I know we need to start wrapping up the show. So is there any last words that you can leave us off with?
Yeah, I think go support, country music. Support the music you love. It's very powerful. It's a powerful message. And I think too, just be open to listen to the radio more, support it. A lot of your radio stations are local. So, just keep that momentum up and preserve what we have always had, and yeah, just enjoy, be open, and enjoy the music.
There you go. You can't go any wronger than that. You know what I'm saying? That's
Yeah.
perfectly said. Enjoy the music. So that's it. Always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.